Hello, everyone. You're listening to Positive Thinking Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mike, from PositiveThinkingMind.com. This is a podcast and community where I share with you tips to improve your mental health, help you cope with anxiety, and teach you to have a better outlook on life. We'll learn ways to turn our negative thoughts around and look at life in a positive light. I want to inspire you and help you have the best life possible. Thanks for joining me today. So let's get started. All right, thank you for joining me for today's podcast, where we will be discussing 13 ways to become an optimist. Now, when you are optimistic, your whole life changes for the better. Thinking positive has a whole list of benefits, such as better sleep and better well-being. When you are an optimistic person, it doesn't mean you forget about your problems. It means that you don't let negative thoughts or feelings get to you. Having a positive mindset can keep you healthier, elevate your mood, and you'll be great for all the good things in your life. So now the first is using positive mantras daily. Now we often hold ourselves back and our negative thoughts about ourselves hamper our happiness and beliefs. Most of us think it's external things causing our problems, which is possible, but a lot of it has to do with how we feel about ourselves. Most of our days are filled with negative thoughts and negative messages, and sometimes we're not even aware of them. Now we continue to convince ourselves that we're not good enough or not attractive enough or not smart enough. We need to change these messages to a more positive one, such as I am good enough or I am smart enough. You need to change these negative thoughts and think positively. Easier said than done, I know. It takes practice, but once you get into the habit of thinking something positive to every negative thought you have, you'll be well on your way to becoming an optimist. Now, for an example of these positive affirmations, you can say things like, I believe I can lose weight. My health is the most important thing to me. I am avoiding excess carbs. I am happy and grateful to have lost this many pounds. There is no need for rich or sugary foods. I have the power to control my weight through healthy eating and exercise. The tools I need to succeed are in my possession. There is nobody better to get the job done than me. Continue to say these things to yourself daily to help change the negative thoughts and think more positively. Now, the second way to becoming an optimist is remember your success and accomplishments. Most people are happy and more comfortable acknowledging others' success and accomplishments, but we tend to ignore or downplay them when it comes to our own success. The voice of your inner critic will often bring you down. Stop listening to him or her. Instead, look at your past achievements, appreciate all you have done, and will continue to achieve in the future. Take the time to reflect and acknowledge yourself. You have much success in your life and in the future. Be intentional with everything you do. The third is concentrate on the positives. Often we feel that events in our lives determine our happiness, but it's how we interpret or react to those events in actuality. You might not always be able to change events, but you can choose to change your response to them. When a negative situation happens, instead of focusing on the negative, change your response and make it a valid point to focus on the positives. What you are going through may give you more inner strength and resilience for the future. Talk to a loved one about it, as they may have a different perspective on the situation than you. Focus on what you have learned from the experience rather than what you have lost. And as your confidence grows, you'll be more adept at handling things in the positive going forward. The fourth thing is find a role model. Role models are a good way to help you become an optimist, as they'll influence you to be positive. Whether you have a celebrity you admire, a close friend, or a family member, you can see how positive and optimistic they are and learn from them. Find the happiest, cheerful, and determined person you can. Imagine walking in their shoes. Anytime you have negative thoughts run through your mind or a problematic situation arises, think about what your positive role model would do and how they would handle things. Once you've thought about it and answered honestly, follow through with the positive action. Next is surround yourself with positivity. As I've said many times before, limit your interactions with negative people as much as possible, as they will drain and bring you down. Negative people constantly see the bad in every situation, and they're sure to make you feel negative too, continually. To keep feeling optimistic, find positive, uplifting people to surround yourself with to help you see the positive and good in life situations. Limit your use of social media and only listen to or watch movies and TV that positively influence your life. Your state of mind will thank you as you feel optimistic and positive. Number 6 is challenge your negative thoughts. Your fears, your doubts, and self-esteem often bring on negative thinking. It would be best if you constantly challenged your negative thoughts to overcome them. When negative thoughts arise in your mind, write down what you feel. Next, write an argument against these thoughts as well as for them. Is there evidence of these thoughts being true? What about not true? Keep challenging yourself and find positive answers until you learn to reframe your thought patterns. You can reframe your thought process if you seek out a therapist and do cognitive behavioral therapy. CBT, for short, is a fantastic tool that will help you see things differently. The power to change your thinking is in your hands. You can accept what you believe or challenge your thoughts and choose to think differently. Number 7, you can't predict the future. Optimists view situations as an isolated event, while pessimists look for patterns of bad things and often think, it happened once, it's going to happen again. You can't predict the future based on what happened in the past, as there is always a different outcome. If you have a failed relationship, doesn't make you a failure. It simply means the relationship wasn't meant to be, and you've learned something for the future. When a plan doesn't work as you expected, it doesn't mean all your plans will fall apart. Pick up where you left off and draw a new path. Keep moving forward. Living in the present moment will give you peace of mind and less stress. Now, just like not dwelling in the future, also don't reside in your past. The past is the past, and anything that happened there, you can't change it or how you reacted. There's no sense in blaming yourself or others. Just move on. Often you might say to yourself, I should have done things differently. Learn from what happened and make a conscious effort to do things differently in the future. Remember, tomorrow is a new day, a fantastic new day where you are alive. Good things happen all the time. Focus on them, the present and here and now. You will be less stressed and more optimistic. 9th is start a gratitude journal. Many times we put our focus on the negative things that happen and rarely focus on the positives. For example, your car didn't start this morning, or maybe your alarm clock didn't go off when it was supposed to. When these things happen, it sucks. But what about all the times your car did start? How long has your alarm been going off at the correct time? Instead of focusing on the negative things, change your focus to positive thinking. Make a conscious effort to reflect on all that goes right. At the end of each day, write in your gratitude journal and list all the things that went right and you are grateful for today. Try to be more specific than just writing, I'm thankful for my car. Write down why you are grateful for it. An example would be, I'm thankful for my car because it helps get me to work, shopping, and to see my friends.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system. Or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/PTM, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/PTM to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/PTM.
The 10th way to help you become more optimistic is focus on the solution. Often we may be tempted to concentrate on our problems, bad things that happen, or disappointments. Situations don't always seem fair, and you may feel wrong or bad about them, but what happened happened. Don't reflect on what could have been. Get rid of those negative thoughts. An optimist looks for solutions to a problem and moves forward. Be proactive, live with intention, and find solutions to what happened. Next is change your lifestyle habits. When you and your body feel good, it's easy to become an optimist and be positive. It would help if you changed your lifestyle to be all you can be. There are many habits in which bring on pessimistic, negative attitudes. Factors that deplete your energy are lack of sleep, too little exercise, and poor eating habits. If all you consume is sugary products and processed foods, you may feel an initial high, but soon crash into feeling crabby. Strive to have healthier eating habits, get more sleep and rest, exercise more, and manage your stress levels. Making the necessary changes to your lifestyle will help you have a better performance, increased mental ability, and optimal mental focus. Number 12 is get rid of obstacles blocking your success. What are the unproductive habits keeping you from succeeding or meeting your goals? Is it negative people in your life? Maybe an overly busy to-do list? What obstacles or distractions keep getting in the way of becoming an optimist? Making steady progress is key to achieving optimism, and it means you have to limit all distractions. Get your priorities done first and find ways to avoid temptations. If you go online when you are bored, restrain yourself and don't go online. Let your friends' calls go to voicemail if you have a hard time saying I'm busy. When you succeed, it keeps you optimistic. Now, number 13 is listen to your inner coach. When someone else is cheering us on and encouraging us, we are more confident in ourselves and have better performance. We don't always have someone to help us, so you need to help reinforce optimistic traits by creating a coach in your mind. Being a successful person means being self-aware and accountable to yourself. Now, here's a couple questions people have asked me. How long does it take to be an optimist? It's proven by scientific research that when certain habits are adopted, you can change your mindset and learn to have a positive outlook. By following a few steps daily and rewiring our brains to the world, a pessimist can become an optimist in 3 weeks. The next question is, how does optimism help you succeed? Now, optimism helps people succeed because it goes beyond seeing the bright side or expecting good things. Optimistic people don't focus on the negatives or setbacks. Optimists take what happened and focus on the situation's positive. Optimists bounce back quicker from disappointment faster than pessimists. Another question I've received is, how do you train your brain to be optimistic? Well, number one, give thanks. Practice self-care, challenge negative thinking, use positive affirmations, remember your success, surround yourself with positivity, focus on the solution, start a gratitude journal, and change your lifestyle habits. I wish you much luck and happiness in becoming an optimist. Stay the course and keep at it. Don't give up. Before long, you will have an optimistic attitude. All right, I want to thank you for joining me today. Please also visit my blog at positivethinkingmind.com to find more inspiring content to help you on your journey. Remember, you are amazing. You are awesome. I want you to live your life to the fullest. It doesn't matter what other people think of you. Who cares what they think? It's what you think of yourself. I believe in you, and I want you to believe in you. All right, guys, I'll see you on the next one.